crash?
Before it split?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something like that here in Tupelo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The courthouse is right in the center of the town and has the court square. And a Confederate monument standing in the corner of one square of it. Then they have flowering crab in the, around the, you know, yard and magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
Magnolia is the Mississippi flower. I guess you knew that, though.
Oh, yeah. They call in Mississippi call the magnolia stuff.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's always easy to draw a little diagram when I ask this question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you got, a street going that way? You know, crossing each other?
Yeah, that, oh, at the square?
Uh-huh.
Broadway. And this is, Broadway and, the Broadway on one side and Court. This is Court.
Oh, yeah.
And over here is Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then here's the courthouse right here. Right down here is a monument. And then trees all the way around, you know, the first one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. What about, you know, if you were at an intersection where two streets cross each other like that, and if a man was standing on one corner of the street, and instead of getting to the other side by going to that corner and then over, what if he just went diagonally right straight?
Now, they do have some place, not in Tupelo, but I've seen streets like that.
Is that right?
They put all the lights in the center on green, and everybody walks diagonally, you know, crossways.
Uh-huh. Well, when that's not usually done, how do you say they're crossing the street?
Well, they're crossing on the green, on a red light.
Uh-huh.
They go across. We have the lights, you see, and they cross from one side to the other if it's on a red light. But if you go in the other direction, you have to stop on that green light because people are going to run over you.
Yeah, right. Well, let's say that this is just a regular intersection right here. That one going that way,
yeah.
That one going that way. And there's somebody right here on this corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to get to this corner right here.
Well, okay.
And he's supposed to go from here to here,
yeah,
to here.
Uh-huh.
But what if he just goes straight across like that?
Well,
you say
jaywalking.
Say it's jaywalking?
Jaywalking.
Okay.
Right. Oh, is that what you want to know?
Would
jaywalking
ever,
is right.
Would you ever say he's crossing at catty corner or something,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's right. Catty corner.
Is that the same thing as jaywalking?
That's the same thing as jaywalking.
Okay. You know, in some towns, they used to have these vehicles that ran with a wire overhead,
mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a trolley.
Trolley.
Right.
Guess you don't see those around.
No, not many of them. No, not in Tupelo.
Uh-huh.
We have buses, but no trolleys.
They have a public transportation system.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What about if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the bus driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Okay. And here in Lee County, Tupelo is the, as far as, you know, the place where we have the courthouse, that would be the
center part of, that's really the court square and the center part of the town.
Uh-huh.
It's really not the center part of the town, but it's the center part of the town is Main Street and Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Now that's where the monument used to be, but they moved it, they took it out of the center part of the town and put it up on court square.
So wherever you have the courthouse in any county, that town is usually called the what?
The county seat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what about, let's say, if a man has a civil service job, he really works for not the state, but the federal
government.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say that the police in a town are supposed to maintain?
Maintain law and order in the city limits. Now, if that's what you want to know, or you want to know some slang word for it, I don't know slang.
Okay.
But that's what they're for.
Okay. But you know, the war that was fought about 100 years ago between the North and the South, what do you call that?
Well, they call it the War Between the States, or the Civil War. The war between the North and South. It's usually the war between the states.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a war of Northern aggression?
No, but now that could be. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. What about before you had the electric chair of murderers working?
They were hung.
I want to ask you about a few states and cities. What's the name of the state that has the largest city in this country?
The name of the state that has the largest city in the country? Well, I would say New York, but Houston is the largest inland city.
And what about the state that Baltimore is in?